Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages, and tens of thousands of people tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Now, if you listen to this program regularly, I'm alerting you to expect some changes to our programming in the next several weeks. At Heralds of Hope, we are a growing and a changing ministry. We are expanding our audience, we're adding new personnel, and we're updating our content. Eventually, you will hear a new musical introduction to the program, as well as some other changes. But one thing that won't change is our commitment to teaching God's Word. Why is that? Because God's Word is the standard by which all people will be judged. I want you to listen to these verses from Hebrews chapter 9. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. So, all men will die and face judgment for their deeds. But you know there will be a difference between the judgment that's faced by those who know Jesus and those who don't. Christ followers will have their works judged, and that will determine their rewards. In fact, the Hebrew writer says, these people are eagerly awaiting Jesus to return. But the unbelievers, they will face eternal judgment because they have rejected Jesus as the only means of salvation. And because we don't want that to be your fate, that's why we come to you each week with this Bible teaching program. If you've been tuning in regularly to Hope for Today, you know that we're studying from John's Gospel. Our Bible teacher for this series is the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder, founder and first president of Heralds of Hope. Here he is with today's teaching, Meeting the Seemingly Impossible. And our scripture portion is John chapter 11, verses 38 to 46.
Perhaps you too have had to meet a situation that seemed almost impossible to go through with. I have had such situations. But I have learned from the counsel of another, every problem carries the clue to its own solution. It's like a stonemason. He can tell how to strike the chisel to shape the stone. Just by looking at the stone, he knows where to strike it. That is learned by experience. And accomplished stonemasons do a very nice job. It is so in life. We must seek the solution by a careful examination of the problem. Jesus was especially able to meet the seemingly impossible, and I want to share with you that scripture text, John 11, 38 to 46, and we will see how Jesus met the seemingly impossible. Then Jesus, groaning in himself again, came to the grave, that is, the grave of Lazarus. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for it is 4 days." Jesus answered her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou dost hear me always. But because of the people who stand by, I said it, so that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he had spoken this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound up with a handkerchief. Jesus said to them, Untie him and let him go. Then many of the Jews who came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Here Jesus met the seemingly impossible. As he met the seemingly impossible, we note those several stages of his plan so as to strengthen our faith in him. First, there was the command, take away the stone. Preparation had to be made for what was about to follow. Therefore, Jesus gave the command to take the stone away. But Martha's objection opened her heart wide. She said, Lord, it's too late. Lord, by this time, he stinks. Decomposition, the rotting of his body has already begun. It's too late, Lord. Oh, how many times we object to the clear command of the Lord because we think we know better. So it was with Martha. But Jesus had given the command to take away the stone, and he replied to her, Did I not tell you, if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Don't argue. Obey. Believe. Do what the Lord says. When the command is clear, do not falter. Proceed. The second stage is the commitment. So they removed the stone. The preparation was made, not all of it, because Jesus made a commitment unto God in his prayer. I wonder whether you noticed, carefully as I read, just how Jesus prayed. Let me read the prayer again. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou dost hear me always. But because of the people who stand by, I said it, so that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Right there, my friend, is a real commitment on the part of Jesus. His prayer, first of all, contains thanksgiving to God, and then it contains trust, because Jesus said, I knew that thou dost hear me always. And then there's a petition for the people. I'm saying this so that the people standing around here may believe. Oh, yes, I am impressed with this second stage of meeting the seemingly impossible. Because, you see, Jesus committed it all to the Father so that when he was facing this seemingly impossible situation, he made it clear that he was trusting in God. The third stage is the call. Now notice the preparation. The stone has been taken away. The prayer has been offered. The commitment has been made. And then the call came to Lazarus, the dead man. And the Bible tells us that Jesus called with a loud voice, saying, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man came forth. What else could he do? The Creator had called him forth. Because the Creator had called him forth, he responded. And he came, bound with grave clothes, hand and foot, with a handkerchief about his face. He came like they had placed him there. But come he must, because the Creator had called him. And then to the people, Jesus said, Loose him, untie him, and let him go. The result of this was that many believed on him. The call came to Lazarus, the dead man. To untie him came to those who stood by. But as I pointed out to you, many believed when they saw what Jesus had done. Jesus, the Son of God, met the seemingly impossible with great power, even overcoming death. We can trust him today as well. These stages tell us he can do as he wills. The command, take away the stone. The commitment, Father, I thank thee. The call, Lazarus, come forth. My friend, complete trust in Jesus will help you meet what seems impossible. I am not suggesting that Jesus will raise the dead for you, but my friend, he is able to see you through what appears to be totally impossible. I urge you to trust him. O God, our Heavenly Father, with humble thanksgiving, we bless thy name for all thy goodness. Oh, help me and my friend to really trust Jesus as we face what seems to be impossible, because we know that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. In his precious name, amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder. You know, most of us have faced situations in life that looked impossible. But our God, Jehovah, the Creator of all, is a God who can do the impossible. Things like raising Lazarus from the dead. What a blessing it is to be able to call him our Father and to know that he loves and cares for you and me in every circumstance of life. Friend, I hope this teaching has blessed you. If you'd like a copy of it, either in print or on an audio CD, just contact us and ask for it by the title, Meeting the Seemingly Impossible. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Meeting the Seemingly Impossible. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can also request our newest publication, Hope Herald. It's a study guide that follows these radio programs, and it will help you to learn more about what we are studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Now here's that contact information again. The quickest way to reach us is by this email address, mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Meeting the Seemingly Impossible. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from this study in John's Gospel. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Now I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, Facing the Facts. You won't want to miss it. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.